Welcome back. We trust the Lord is enlightening you the more with abundance of revelation. Okay, matters arising from within the end time message. Yes, sir, you have something for us?
No. What?
I thought you have additional revelation to
a Christian young woman. No. I mean, anybody listening to that, all I'm just telling him is be one-legged. That you should balance the scripture. Let's learn to balance scriptures so that we don't put people in confusion. You know, the way he presents faith, as if a Christian cannot go through temptation, through trials. A Christian cannot even fall sick. A Christian cannot be poor. A Christian cannot suffer frustrations. No. That would be wrong. That would be wrong.
Amen. Yes. Thank you so much, sir. Now, from within the end time message, we came across a video not long ago, just recently, and it made us wonder that is this spirit still alive within the message? So we're going to watch this video of a man of God in South Africa who claims to be the 8th star messenger after Brother William Branham. So please just sit back and learn from this video.
The number 8, hallelujah! The number 8, hallelujah! The number 8, the number 8, hallelujah! The master, Ronaldo! The master is here! Holiness is here! And his name is Jehovah Roscoe. His name is Edgar Il Roscoe.
That's it. The Bride of Christ around the world. I've seen Edgar Roscoe. The
Jehovah Roscoe.
Yes, his name is actually Edgar Roscoe.
So, if he is Jehovah Roscoe, that means he is God now. That's what it means. Let me say, yes, he's God.
He's God.
Like me say, Jehovah Moses. Jehovah Alu.
He claims to be the 8th star messenger, the one that is to come after Brother William Branham. As you can see on the screen, Jehovah Roscoe. Edgar Roscoe is his name.
Six, seven, eight.
I see his calculation. He puts the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 equals to 8.
8. Wow.
So he is the one that is to come, is the fulfillment of everything. And the funny thing about this man is, he claims that Abraham, when he was his baby, prayed for him when he was a little child, and said he's going to take the gospel around the world, that they should watch him. So he's laying hold on that claim and claims to be someone monumental in this generation. So that's another matter that has come to the knowledge of the Bride of Christ. So, sir.
Well, there are many.
Yes, sir.
First John, I think that is where many the Antichrist shall come.
Yeah. First John 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time.
First John chapter 2, yes.
And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time.
There are many, the Antichrist one shall come.
That's right.
But even now, are there many Antichrists? And I preached a sermon I titled Behold the Antichrists.
That's right.
You see, one of the signs of the end, Matthew 24.
Amen.
One of the signs of the end. In fact, the first thing that Christ himself told us to watch, you know, verse 3 and verse 4.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
That is the end of all these things he was telling them.
And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
The sign that his coming is soon, and also the world ending. What is the sign? What was the first thing he said?
And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you.
Take heed that no man deceive you. So the first, one of the signs of the end is deception. Deception. And what did he say? Verse 5.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
They will say they are anointed. They won't say they are Jesus Christ. Christ means anointing. Mm. That they are anointed and shall deceive many.
Deceive many, that's right.
And shall deceive many. What did he say?
Mm.
You know, go on.
Okay, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
And these are some of the signs. Now watch verse 23.
Then, if any man shall say unto
then, there is at the end.
Lo, here is Christ.
If anybody should say, here is Christ.
Or there. Believe it not.
Uh-huh.
For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
So it is not possible to deceive
Amen.
The elect.
Hallelujah.
Take note of that.
Hallelujah.
It simply means the elect cannot be deceived.
Hallelujah.
See the people that will be deceived. It's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
These are the ones. He called it in verse 7. What did he say?
For the mystery of iniquity
is a mystery.
Doth already work.
Yes.
Only he will not let it to let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Now his identity in verse 9.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they
he
received.
He comes to the group. This can never be the elect.
People
Amen. Who will follow such things can never be the elect. See them here.
Because they received
not the love of the truth.
That they might be saved.
Yes.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
God will do something
because
they have no love for truth. He will give them a strong delusion so that what will happen?
That they should believe a lie.
So that what will happen?
That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in righteousness.
And the first group that fall under this category are the followers are found among the followers of William Henry Branham. I didn't say all because I'm a follower of that same ministry. But it is in that ministry that they are found. First, don't go far. Don't you go far looking for them, because don't talk about the denomination. The denomination, no, they are not following any prophet. Is Presbyterian following any prophet?
At all.
Is Baptist following any prophet? Is Dibala following any prophet?
No, sir.
Is Redeem following any prophet?
No, sir.
The head of Winner Chapel, is he a prophet?
No, sir.
Do you understand? You know, now, although I know in the New Testament, a prophet is a preacher, quite all right. But in the context, you know, prophet here is somebody who is claiming I have a special message from God. That is the context is used here. And we all believe that William Branham has a special message from God. And every true message that comes from God, there will be Satan will send impersonators.
Amen. Every true message that comes from God.
Every true message. Watch the scriptures. Moses encountered his own. Whatever he had, Jannes and Jambres had it.
That's right.
To confront him. Even within the house, you still have Dathan, Korah, and Abiram to confront him.
Impersonators.
They are always there impersonating, claiming to be what God didn't call them into. They are always there. Even when God, you know, sent the right person with a message, he sent Joash with a message, who also ran to follow.
Ahimaaz.
To go with a message to deliver to the king. But he didn't have a message.
That's right.
Yes. That's why I preach a message that I titled Running Without a message.
That's true.
So I want you to note this because it is very easy to condemn. You see, and we are not supposed to judge. But the Bible tells us the spiritual man judgeth all things. I told you we have to balance scriptures.
That's right.
Yet he is judged of no man.
Amen.
Okay. Now when we say judge, even the Bible tells us that when the prophecy is being given out, it should be judged.
That's true.
So when you say judge here, there must be, even in the Old Testament, there is Urim and Thummim.
Amen.
To confirm every thought said the Lord.
Amen.
And we have our Urim and Thummim,
Hallelujah.
The Old and the New Testament Amen scriptures. that balance the things of the Spirit for us.
Amen.
So now the truth is that God sent this man, William Marion Branham, with a message.
Mm.
And normally, you see, when you begin to come out with an unusual grace, because each time God sends his servant, he gives him sign, what they call the pool, that will attract the people to him so that he will give the message. There must be evidence that God sent you.
Mm.
That is why you say, even, that's why I make this statement. I say, the Christian faith is an evidential faith.
Amen.
It's an evidence-based faith.
Mm.
How? This sign shall follow them that believe.
Hallelujah.
If you are in a certain called church and these signs are not following, you are not believers.
Hmm.
The William Brown himself told us that the nine spiritual gifts must be operating
in every local church. That's right.
But how many of the churches following William Brown believe that? They twisted it. And you see what is going on. Now, Satan also planted his people, picking a foundation from the claims of William Branham. Sometimes I wish he never made such claims.
Mm.
You know, Satan is something else.
Mm.
You know, Satan is, I don't know, you just give him small chance, we hijack it.
Mm. Amen.
Satan is a great opportunist.
Mm.
You know, William Branham stressed so much on dispensationalism.
Mm.
So, here is he trying to prove so that we will know we are at the end. And if at the end there is a message, that was all he was trying to prove. So, if there's the first church age messenger, and Chamberlain, and the second, then he was into types because he didn't go to any school. He was busy using types and shadows to make his message clear.
Mm.
But you see how Satan,
amen,
has hijacked it. You know, everybody is now coveting followership.
Mm.
So they will just look at anywhere in the Bible, they will slot themselves in.
Mm, Jehu, Elisha.
You see, there's a Jehu ministry.
Elisha.
There is the Elisha ministry, there is Elijah, then there is Elisha. Then, if there is a lead apostle, then there will be
a chief apostle.
Yes, if Christ is a messianic ministry, will Abraham kill messianic ministry, then Christ will certainly, Christ produced fivefold ministry, will Abraham ministry will also produce fivefold ministry, and all that. Typing until they type and eventually make William Branham God.
Mm.
He stayed with the elect.
Amen.
On his way to destroy Sodom. Therefore, who is William Branham? Abraham. William Branham. So you can see a very close friend of mine, you know, once told me that William Branham is Elohim.
What?
That is God himself.
My God.
And it created a foundation upon which all these antichrists are building to distort the message and create the confusion that he has succeeded. We are seeing now.
Mm.
Now, how can somebody follow the ministry of William Branham and drop this Bible and be listening to only tapes of that the prophet preach and claim to be a minister? The tapes, William Branham tapes, are not meant to be played in the church.
Amen.
If not, then what is the fivefold ministry for?
That's right.
The preacher is supposed to listen to it in his closet, get the meaning, and bring it down to the day.
Amen.
Break it down, not to repeat like a parrot. It's very annoying when I turn and look at them. All effort to destroy the ministry of William Branham. If you have to carry, why do we just pick text from the Bible and begin to prove? To tell this what Apostle Paul meant, this what Peter meant, this what Christ meant. This is the apostolic doctrine we are only to build upon, including William Branham. Mm. And unfortunately, when you tell them this, they hate it. Just to tell you who they are. Majority that I have met and all over the world, that's why they're not making any impact. Mm. Are not sincere. They are not sincere. It was not truth they were looking for. And you see, when I said, you can see I'm saying it with anger. Mm. Because it's nothing but Satan trying to mess up this glorious message that that man brought. And he succeeded to a large extent. Mm. It's now that God is raising some of us.
Amen.
To confront these spirits. Mm. With the sword of the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Cut off the head. Mm. William Branham cut the tail. We will cut off the head. Yes. That spirit. Amen. Is the spirit that William Branham tried to cut. Mm. So he cut it there and it entered the world, enter water. Mm. But we are in the world, we'll pursue you there.
And kill you.
Amen. Cut
amen.
Off your head.
Amen.
And deliver the children of God from that nonsense. Imagine William Branham were alive now to see what the people are doing. Mm. Of course, the only people that tried it. That man was too sincere to allow people like that. Follow him. Because William Branham said that when they were trying to make him more than what God made him, he said he would rather quit, rather be known as a quitter than to be known as an antichrist.
That's true.
Because if you compare him with Christ, you are trying to make a sinner share the glory of that man, what he did on the cross on Calvary, the suffering he suffered. How can you ever compare William Branham with Jesus Christ?
Wow.
When we see that in Revelation chapter 5, no man was qualified to collect that book.
Amen.
They tried to make it look as if it was William Branham that collected that book and opened the seals. It was Christ that opened the seals.
That's for God's sake.
It was not William Branham that opened the seals. Mm. And when I tried to tell them that William Branham brought nothing new, they get angry.
That's true.
They refuse until they willfully read Revelation 10:7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound,
the mysteries.
There is no mysteries. It's one mystery.
Amen.
If you say mysteries, then you will go off.
That's right.
One mystery, then you will ask, what is the mystery? It's the Hallelujah. Redemption.
Hallelujah.
Process of redemption.
Amen.
The mystery of redemption. Mm. And then they make it look as if all the mysteries were revealed by William Branham because he's the Holy Ghost. Mm. Only the Holy Ghost can reveal all the mysteries.
Amen and amen.
And the Holy Ghost is still with us.
Amen.
And it's not here to confirm William Branham.
Amen.
It's here to confirm Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we must, take note of this. And so it brings such people. Mm. When somebody will say there is lead apostle, therefore he is John. Mm. When somebody will say he is the sure message of David, he is David in Benin. Another one say he is Cacao.
Philip Cacao.
Is he Sierra Leone or Ivory Coast somewhere like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
Philip Cacao. Now we are having Roscoe.
Jarosco.
You know, and you see people following such.
Yes, sir. That's my question. Why
they
do
are
people
the deluded ones?
Our followers.
That's why I read Second Thessalonians chapter 2. They are the deluded ones because when you show them through, they're not ready, to listen to the truth. Where in the scripture that William Branham came to point us to, will you support people baptizing in his name?
Yes. We saw one of a woman being baptized, and she held the picture of Brother Branham. Just held it and, undergoing a rite of water baptism.
You see?
Yes.
They hold the picture inside a swimming pool.
Okay.
Now they want to baptize someone. Then they are taking the picture of William Branham. Can you see?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you know what they are guilty of? They are guilty of Exodus chapter 20. Read it.
Exodus 20.
Now that law still stands till today. Verse 4 and verse 5.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath.
Is that picture they are holding there not the image? And do what?
Or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself.
Thou shalt not bow down. There's another picture where the cape is picture,
yes,
and they are bowing down. Down before. They are bowing down before
the image of Abraham.
Oh, God Almighty. Okay. Okay. So you know they are guilty.
Yes, sir.
Now that is what? The first and foremost, they decide to idolize that man, made an idol of him, and then an idol is any object of worship. So they are now worshiping him. Now, anything you want to confirm with the things of the Spirit, if William Branham doesn't say, they are not accepting it. And even when William Branham speaks as a man, with the measure of error as a man, because a man can have slip of tongue, and a man can speak his opinion, and a man can speak his own understanding.
That's true.
Everything William Branham speaks is thus said the Lord. Once they are able to get you to that level, then they can push you further and further and further in that error. Until you have not preached, if you have not quoted what William Branham said. And that is evidence that you are in the end time message. And I'm here to say that evidence that you understood William Branham, look, evidence that you don't understand, you have not yet understood William Branham, is that you will stand at the pulpit and be reading his sermon book. That is evidence you have not yet understood him. If you understood him, I would have seen you carrying the Bible and quoting the Bible more than David. Only me, then you quote, because you know Bible more than me.
I wish. You
know. That would be evidence. The evidence that you are a Christian, is it the size of your Bible?
No, sir.
Is it a signboard you put?
No, sir.
Or the t-shirt with Jesus written there? The life you live, it's people that will say, this person is a Christian. How do we know you are in the end time message? What is the end time message?
Amen.
Come back
to the Bible.
Come back.
Amen.
To the Bible. So when we see you surfing through this scripture from Genesis to Revelation, holding on to this book, then we know you are in the end time message. Without mixing, without contradicting.
Hallelujah.
Going deeper and deeper. So Roscoe is an antichrist.
Amen.
To divert people and continually make idols of the followers of this great end time move that we call the end time message.
Thank you so much, sir. Okay, Roscoe is an antichrist and his likes. We thank God for the light our pastor has shared today, for matters arising within the message and without the message. And that's all we'll be bringing to you on Rapture Watch today. Join us next week for more light as the Lord gives us more revelation from our pastor. Don't forget to send your questions on Ask the Pastor Monday night, 7 p.m. And by God's grace upon him, he will answer you. We will say a big thank you to all our sponsors. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you more and more. Until we meet again, from all of us at the Bright TV, we say, Shalom. Keep watching Bright TV.